Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Expectations. We all have them. We expect things of others. We expect things of ourselves. We even expect things of God. And when those expectations go unmet, it leads to frustration and doubt. Things don't look right. And that leads to questions. Questions about God. Questions about ourselves. Questions about our relationships. Someone told me once, you expect too much. If you lowered your expectations, you wouldn't be so disappointed. I don't think that's the solution. But sometimes we do need to reevaluate our expectations. In pre-marriage counseling, one of the things that I would deal with couples was unrealistic expectations. Expectations about each other, expectations about marriage. And often when a couple is dating, part of the process is evaluating their expectations of each other and of their relationship. And sometimes, whether those expectations are realistic or unrealistic, when they're not being met, when the situation doesn't look right, questions are asked. Is this the one, or should I look for another? Students who come to the seminary have expectations. Many of you have sacrificed good-paying jobs. You've uprooted your families. You've relocated, and you're studying hard, you're working hard, but sometimes in the middle of this experience, it doesn't look right. Your expectations are not being met. And that can lead to frustration and doubt and questions. Maybe, am I the one? Or should I look for another career? Pastors in ministry have expectations. Expectations about their ministries, about the people that they serve, about themselves in their role. I talked to a veteran pastor last week who was frustrated and had doubts about his ministry. The people seem to just play at church, he said. They don't take God's word and sacraments seriously. My elders don't support me. Less than half of them are in Bible study. The people bicker with one another. There's family feuds. Sometimes I think God brought me here to humble me. I'm not sure if I'm the one to serve them. Faculty can have expectations that go unmet about some of their students. Maybe questioning, is he the one, or should he look for another career? Maybe about their own ministry, with overloaded schedules and important things that there just doesn't seem time to get accomplished. People expect things of God. And some of those expectations are valid because God has promised in His Word. But many of those expectations are unrealistic. Why does God allow hunger? Why are we at war? Why do people suffer? If God is a loving God, why doesn't He take care of these things? As Christians, we sometimes have expectations that go unmet when it comes to our relationship with God. We sometimes are led to ask, What are you doing, God? Why these health problems? Why this cancer? Why these financial struggles? Why these broken relationships? Where are you, God, in all of that? Or is it me? In our text, John the Baptizer is frustrated. He has doubts. He has expectations about Jesus and possibly about his own ministry. He's heard what Jesus is doing, and it doesn't look right. And maybe his expectations are similar to what the rest of Jewish society expected in a Messiah. Maybe he was looking for that Davidic king who would raise up the armies and drive out the Romans. And Jesus wasn't doing any of that. Are you the one? Or should we look for another? And maybe there's some frustration with his own ministry, for he's in prison. Had he wasted his ministry, his time? Jesus responds by telling John to look at what you hear and see. Well, John had already been doing that. That's why he was frustrated. But John is told to look again. To take a closer look at his expectations. Are they based on God's word or not? What did Isaiah say would happen when God breaks in with his kingdom, when the Messiah comes? The blind will see, the lame will walk. The lepers will be cleansed, the deaf will hear, the dead will live, the poor will be gospelized. That's not an English word. Evangelized. Take another look, John, and see what Jesus is doing, and readjust your expectations. And what about our expectations? When they're not met, when we're faced with frustration and doubt, when things don't look right, when we question Jesus and what he's doing in our lives, when we question our own calling and ministry and purpose in this world, we're directed to keep our eyes on Jesus and to look at what he is doing. Hear and see what Jesus is doing in you and what he's doing through you. For he is at work in us to give us the eyes of faith to see, to release us from the sin that so easily entangles and keeps us from running the race. He's at work within us to cleanse us by the washing and renewal of the Holy Spirit, to hear the words of absolution, to move us from death to life, to motivate us and empower us by the gospel. He touches our lives every day with his word and sacraments. Hear and see what Jesus is doing in your life. And then hear and see what he's also doing through us. As his word touches the lives of others through us. Blessed are the ones who do not fall away because of me. Blessed are those who do not let their expectations lead to frustration and doubt, but rather who hear and see Jesus at work in them and through them. So let us run the race that's set before us with perseverance, keeping our eyes on Jesus, what he is doing, keeping our eyes on Jesus, the author and the perfecter of our faith. Amen.